tears were coming down the cheeks of the members of the Congolese community as they watched their fellow refugees compete on TV. They gathered around a big screen to see Yolande Mabike and Popol Mizenga compete in the Olympic Games. Among the supporters was Mireille Mulwile, a Congolese refugee living in Brazil.
I support them. All my brothers and sisters around me support them. When I say my brothers and sisters, I don't mean just the Congolese, but all the refugees. Everybody stand by them.
Both Yolande and Popol competed in judo. Yolande competed first and lost to her Israeli opponent, Linda Boulder. Then came Popol Mizenga. Popol won his round and became the first refugee athlete to win a competition in the Olympics. He then went through to the elimination round and lost to Korean Kwak Don Han. But for his supporters, like Charlie Congo, a Congolese refugee, the athlete won anyway.
The fact that they lost doesn't mean anything to us. The fact that they participated is a big, big victory for them and for all the Congolese refugees and all the refugees around the world.
After all, this was about so much more than just the medal. For Charlie Congo, the athletes' participation in the game was more important than their elimination.
We are very happy. We are on a high. It's a huge victory for us to be represented like this, to be recognized as human beings, as athletes, like everyone else. We are capable to be athletes, doctors, journalists. We are like everybody else, to send a message that a refugee is like anybody else.
In one day, Yolande and Popol have left a mark in history, but also in the hearts of the community members. Deganit Perez, United Nations.